You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
This is groundbreaking for us. This is an all-Oregon show.
Yes.
So many people don't know Oregon wine. Somebody, a lot of people are not even aware they make wine in Oregon. They make fantastic wine.
Who are those
wine.
People? Come on, man.
They live in caves. Yeah. They call them troglodytes. But fantastic wines in Oregon. So this is our first in the series of Oregon wines. So we have from Archery Summit, we have the Archery Summit Fireton Pinot Gris 2023, the Archery Summit Dundee Hills Pinot Noir 2020, the Resonance Chardonnay Willamette Valley 2022, Resonance Pinot Noir Willamette Valley 2022, Abbott Claim Eola Amity Hills Chardonnay 2021, and Abbott Claim Due North Pinot Noir 2021.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again, and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
Well, you know, we don't discuss the sexy times on the air. The story is
your wife.
Tell.
I know your wife. She didn't discuss them on the air, off the air, here or there, within in a box or with a fox. Or
does the complaint box count as discussing?
Your complaint box is 8 feet by 8 feet by 8 feet.
They're supposed to be anonymous, but it's all the same handwriting.
Yeah, it's anonymous. It's got your wife's signature on the bottom of every one of them. Lord.
I derailed us already. Sorry. Yeah. Go on, Bob. What are you saying?
Well, as always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m. This is a one-hour show that strives to be somewhat entertaining for at least 11 and a half of those.
I was going to go for 15 minutes today. I had a goal.
That's what she said. Yeah. She has a little pet name for him. He's the little legend that couldn't. Yeah, so.
Oh.
This is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our good old boy Justin.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
And good old boy Harmeet.
You remember that band Hedwig and the Angry Inch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's her name for me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
It's, well, it's definitely the Angry Inch.
I've been having wine today.
Yeah. At least you're not a sub-inch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good.
At least it's not metric. Although metric's kind of cool. It's like, you know, 120. Yeah. Millimeters. Yeah. So,
go ahead.
Our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the wines that we're going to be discussing today. So we have from, this is groundbreaking for us. This is an all Oregon show.
Yes.
So many people don't know Oregon wine. A lot of people are not even aware they make wine in Oregon. They make fantastic wine.
Who are those people?
Wine.
Come on, man.
They live in caves. Yeah. They call them troglodytes. But fantastic wines in Oregon. So this is our first in the series where I think we're going to be doing at least one more of Oregon wines. So we have from Archery Summit, we have the Archery Summit of Viarton Pinot Gris 2023, the Archery Summit Dundee Hills Pinot Noir 2020, The Resonance Chardonnay Willamette Valley 2022. Resonance Pinot Noir Willamette Valley 2022. Abbott Claim Eola Amity Hills Chardonnay 2021. And Abbott Claim Due North Pinot Noir 2021. So, yay, wine.
What's wrong with you, man?
I love my job.
You need to be more excited, and you need more sound effects.
I love my job.
Speaking of which, should we do a sound effect for the Sips ratings? Should we do? Are we skipping
the next time I see you, remind me not to talk to you, will you?
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna, instead of doing all the Sips ratings, we rate these on the Sips ranking of 1 to 5 Sips. Let's have Justin pick one, and we'll play the sound.
We're gonna do 4.
4. All right.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves and pour me another.
What was that supposed to be?
That was Pepe Le Pew trying to do a hillbilly accent.
Pepe Le Pew is trying to do Deputy Dog.
Yeah.
That was so bad. I feel like we should stop the show and re-record it.
Yeah, that was... okay. Messed up is not even the word that I can... Holy!
I have a customer who has a very thick Spanish accent. He grew up speaking French as well. Mm. That was almost him if he had a stroke.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
A thick Spanish accent, you say, in South Florida. Who would have guessed? Well, let's have Harm tell us about our first winery and our first wine.
Thanks, Bob. Gus Andrus got his start when he founded Pine Ridge Vineyards in 1978. There, he championed vineyard designated wines. Each a vivid expression of the place. He launched Archery Summit in 1993 in the Dundee Hills of Willamette Valley in Oregon. The ancient volcanic soils and Burgundian climate of the Dundee Hills seemed to him to be the perfect place to create a world-class Pinot Noir. And so their winery was designed from the start with Pinot Noir in mind, gravity-fed winemaking, and the first barrel caves in Oregon. The wines are created to be a transparent expression of the 5 different vineyards which created them. The winery is certified by LIVE, Low Input Viticulture and Enology, and herbicide-free. So, very crunchy granola, and I don't oppose it right now, because they made some good stuff. The first wine is the Archery Summit Veriton Pinot Gris 2023, 13.5% ABV, 100% Pinot Gris. That's Pinot Grigio in Italy, but very different because this is made in the French style. The grapes were hand-harvested, whole cluster pressed, and allowed to settle for 24 hours. The wine was then transferred to stainless steel tanks, cold fermented with strict temperature controls, utilizing select Alsatian-style yeasts. And that means they're brown and black. That joke went over Alsatians, German Shepherds, whatever. No, that's the name of the dog, man.
Yeah,
Alsace, the region on the border of France and Germany.
I'm aware of it, yeah. Okay, moving on. Yeah.
Pale, strong color. Gorgeous nose. When we first had this, it was absolutely way too cold.
It was blistering cold.
Yeah, but I still got a nice nose on it.
When you held the glass, your fingers went numb.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that's the way most people drink it. Even super cold, the wine was very enjoyable.
Well, just so the audience knows, we do that on purpose.
Right.
We get them screaming cold because there are people out there, maybe, you know, heathens and troglodytes who drink
South Florida.
And people, you know, who drink their wines, even red wines, very, very cold.
They
so we
right
kind
of
start
fridge.
Out that way and then we let them warm up. I prefer them not nearly as cold, but we do it for a reason.
Yeah, so closer to room temp. This wine is still amazing. I like tasting the spectrum. When super cold like that, like where a lot of people drink it, like out of the cooler, you're at a ball game or something, you pull this out of your little rolling cooler there, it's still on ice. And the wine is still approachable and very, very beautiful, but let this warm up. We're close to room temperature now. You taste the whole spectrum of flavors, and as you get closer to room temperature, you can taste flaws. I'm not getting flaws in this wine. This is gorgeous. Absolutely fantastic. Lots of grapefruit, lots of flowers. I'm getting some gardenia here. The palate is just juicy. Yellow grapefruit and pears. A lot of sea salt. The finish is medium to medium long. I enjoyed this a lot. What do you think, Justin?
I get like all the odors and flavors of like a fall market on this one. Very enjoyable.
There's no pumpkin spice here, man. Fall market.
Oh, I like a pumpkin spice latte, but that wasn't here.
Without the pumpkin spice.
That wasn't here. The finish was like light, fruity. Hit me a lot mid-palate. And it was a nice finish.
Good wine. Bob?
Well, again, when it was screaming cold, the grapefruit for me stood out, but that was really all I got. But once it came down to a reasonable temperature, it really opened up. The nose on this one, of all the wines we have today, I think the nose on this one is the prettiest. It's so flowery, but it's more like perfumey flowery than flower shop flowery, if that makes any sense. The grapefruit.
You're talking about walking in a garden versus dead flowers in the yep. shop.
Mm. The grapefruit is still there, but that beautiful, perfumey, white, flowery nose is just divine. Mm.
It's got such a great mouthfeel, too.
Mm-hmm. It's got a great mouth coat to it. Like you said, juicy. The acidity is just right. It's not overpowering. It's just enough to get that mouth watering. Coats the teeth, coats the palate. The salinity is there. There's white peach. There's honey.
Mm. A little white pepper on the long finish.
Yeah.
On the end. Very good.
And then there's that sort of, I don't know if it's sea salt salinity or it's more like a mineral kind of salinity.
It's ocean breeze for me.
It's pretty. We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up discussing this beautiful Archery Summit Viarton Pinot Gris 2023. Yeah, it's right now just cool, not cold at all, just, you know, maybe 10 degrees below room temp. Just really pretty. I mean, just really pretty. I can't fault it for anything. I mean, really well put together wine.
Well, I mean, it's still Pinot Gris. This is so much better than that Italian Pinot Grigio people.
Oh, pour God, you. Yes. Please.
Just do this French style. Do this Oregon style. This mm-hmm. Alsatian, you know, in spirit. Pinot Gris can vary a lot between the styles. This could be super sweet and lush mm-hmm. and super dry and just lemon water.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the middle, and this is the sweet spot. Mm. I love this wine.
Yeah, the sticky sweet style, a lot of the Italian ones. Not my thing.
There's Alsatian, and Oregon sticky sweet ones.
There's some Alsatians that tend to, like you said, it's bitter, dry lemon water.
Well, that's more the Italian for me. But I the Pinot Grigio with same grape, same different language. Yeah. The Italian Pinot Grigio to me tends to be my least approachable stuff for me, because it's the most approachable because it's the least winey of wines. Mm-hmm. Hey, I've got some wine lemon water for you, and you can have some. It's not much alcohol. It'll go great with whatever you're having. But get more flavor. Go Alsatian. Go Oregon. Yeah. This is so good.
Yeah, so we're going to be giving the Archery Summit Viarton Pinot Gris 2023 a well-deserved 4 sips. Really fantastic wine. Fantastic wine. So that takes us to our next one, which is the Archery Summit Dundee Hills Pinot Noir 2020. It's 14.5% ABV, 100% Pinot Noir, sourced from all 5 of Archery Summit's premier estate vineyards, hand-picked and fermented in stainless steel, concrete, and wooden vats with 20% whole clusters on average. Following fermentation and a gentle pressing, the wine aged for 9 months in French oak barrels, 15% new, before being racked, filtered, and bottled. So on the color,
looks like real Pinot Noir. You can read through. It's translucent.
Yeah. Exactly. That's my first thought. It's got that ruby glow to it, and it's just.
But it's not so opaque you can't see through it, because that's when they're adding Syrah. This is 100% Pinot Noir. Yeah. You can tell.
Yeah, and it's just really pretty. It's got a great glow to the glass, on the nose.
Oh.
This one just gets better the longer it sits up.
Oh.
Plums. Blackberries.
Mm.
Just a hint of spice on the tip of the nose. Let me see here on the palate. On the palate, delicious. Bright red fruit. It's got a sea salty sort of salinity to it, but very bright. Got a nice finish. That minerality sticks with you as well.
Oh.
Yeah, that's lovely. I really like that. What did you think, Harm?
I freaking love this wine. I've had Archery Summit in the store for a long time, different wines. This Dundee Pinot Noir is just absolutely gorgeous. The nose for me, I agree with what you said, the ripe plum and all that and the spices. But for me, it really is blooming now with floral notes. Rose petals and candied violets, not like real violets, like when they've been processed a little bit.
Yeah.
And the rose petal to me is like something I remember from like a rufsa. It's a drink they have in India and Pakistan. It's a rose petal syrup. And then I get a little hint of pomegranate and black tea on this as well.
Oh, the pomegranate is definitely there.
Pomegranate, black tea, rose petal, violets. Mm-hmm. On the palate, it didn't quite follow with that same as much as floral on the palate.
Mm. No, to me, it's more fruity and berry.
Yeah, there's the plum on the palate. The plum, raspberry, really great tannin. The perfect amount of acidity to counteract that. And a little bit of oak spice. And the finish is pretty medium to long, and long medium. It's not super long. It's just a little bit over medium, and I like it. It's clean.
Yeah, that's the thing that I liked about it. It's very bright. It's very clean. There's no clutter on the palate. Yeah, it's just really well done. What do you think, Jesse? Yeah.
Reminds me of that song from the 80s or 90s. So fresh, so clean.
There you go.
And I got like plums, fabric softener, and Himalayan sea salt.
So the fabric softener to me is going to, I'm generously going to call that floral notes.
Sure. Call it whatever you like.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Oh, that's, you've heard nothing yet.
That's so unfair.
I haven't even gotten to the palate.
Yeah, that's not fair to him. Well, yeah, first I'll see where he goes.
I'm not worried about fairness.
I can do this one if you like.
You imbecile, you bloated idiot, you stupid fathead, you.
How about that? Does that work for you?
He's not off yet today. Give him a chance.
Point well taken, but now we're going to go to the palate.
Okay, go ahead.
I got Clams Casino with lemon on the palate.
Where's the Clams Casino coming in, man? Now you play the sound
palate. My back palate. And the finish was lemony for me.
I wish I had some Clams Casino.
It's more orange peel than lemony, but I'll give you. I'll give you the citrus.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't deserve either of those sound effects yet. Let's see where he goes the rest of the day.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
All right. We have a rating, Bob.
Just still trying to get past the...
So fabric fresh, softener. So clean.
Yeah. Well, I'm still trying to get over the fabric softener. So we're going to give the Archery Summit Dundee Hills Pinot Noir 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next. We're going to have Justin tell us about that because he actually got to meet one of the winemakers recently.
Yes. Résonance is Maison Louis Jadot's first wine project outside of Burgundy, France, since their founding in 1859.
In 2013, the ideal location was found and a vineyard bought in the Willamette Valley, specifically
Willamette. You knucklehead.
Willamette Valley.
See?
Specifically the Yamhill Carlton.
Can I play your sound now?
No, stop. We take too long. Go ahead.
AVA region, just west of Carlton at the foothills of the Coast Range. It is a 32-acre property with 20 acres of the vineyard planted to Pinot Noir. Soils are primarily Willackenzie, which are old sedimentary deposits, and Yamhill, ancient marine basaltic soil. With its non-grafted rootstocks planted in 1981, the dry farm vineyard is one of the oldest in Willamette Valley. Okay, never heard it said that way, but I'm going to trust you. Le Raisinland's project is led by famed Jadot winemaker Jacques Ladelle, who brings his over 40 years of experience in winemaking from the Pinot Noirs of Burgundy. Winemaker Guillaume Large, a native of Burgundy, joined the Raisinland's team in 2016 from Maison Louis Jadot.
And you had dinner with Guillaume.
Yep. And we'll be back.
We will be?
Maybe. Way. We'll try.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And now we're going to talk about Raisinland's Chardonnay, Willamette Valley. Willamette Valley 2022. It's 13.5% alcohol by volume. It's 100% Chardonnay, aged 16 months in French oak barrels. 30% of them are new, sourced from both estate vineyards, Raisinland's Découverte, and home ranch vineyards, and top vineyards in Willamette Valley.
Blame the Oregon people, the people who survived the Oregon Trail, man. We don't make up the names. That's how they pronounce it.
That's fine. So the color, it's a clear golden color. I got lemon blossoms, jasmine, creme de menthe, and butter on the nose. The palate, I got grapefruit and tangerines. Those became more muted over time as it warmed up. And the finish was sweet and lemony. Although it just changes like every 20 minutes.
It does change. This wine is so complex.
What it is right now, I don't even know.
In fact, I'd like to pour some more real quick. Is this the Chardonnay?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. What I think is I'm pouring some more wine. It's yummy. Gorgeous. Nothing wrong with the color here. You said lemon blossom and jasmine. Absolutely spot on. There's some nuttiness here. I think this is from the winemaker's tasting note. He had hazelnut. I was skeptical.
I got
totally skeptical until it warmed up. When it was cold, you can't smell the hazelnut. As it warms up, and you really feel it on the palate, there's this oiliness. I cannot believe it's 30%. You said 30% New York?
30% new.
I think it's less than that, because we've got conflicting information. They sent us one.
Scandalous.
There's one thing that's available online, and there's another thing they've got from the winemaker's notes. They say 20% New York. And to me, I think that's the correct one. So I think whoever did their website or whatever put that has the old information. This smells like a lot less new oak to me, because this has got that fresh citrus.
Well, you got to cut 10% off for the tariffs. keep that price point.
No, yeah, the oak is coming from France. You got to pay for that.
Yeah.
It's got this silky, beautiful mouthfeel, but it's balanced with amazing acidity, clean minerality, but I just enjoy this. I just don't think it's 30% new oak. I think it's less than that. Bob, what do you think?
I think it's fantastic, and I'm just really angry that I couldn't make it to the dinner.
This is the reason Justin got to meet the winemaker. Bob couldn't go.
Well, they invited me to go, I can't go because I'm going to be out of town. Could I send somebody else from the show? And they said, yeah, no problem. Like, damn it. I should have changed my plans.
I noticed I didn't get a call, Bob.
Yeah, there's reason for that. But, yeah.
I've had the wine before, man. We'll
hate you. Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Just such a pretty nose. And again, this one was really tight when it was over chilled, but it is opened up so much. Oh, the hazelnuts, 100% there. The lemons, the flowers. There's that citrus on the tip of the nose.
It switches between almond and hazelnut for me because it's as it warms up, it's hazelnut. When it's colder, it's almond.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Just the tip, man.
Just the tip.
On the palate, the grapefruit, lemon, orange. There's a nice minerality on the back palate. But it's
from
just,
those submarine basaltic soil.
It's just so well done. Just really absolutely delicious. This is one of the better Chardonnays I've had in a while. So I...
And it's so much more affordable than the French stuff, especially now with the tariffs coming in. So,
I mean, this one.
Drink some Willamette Valley Chardonnay.
Yeah, this one's fantastic. So we're going to be giving the Resonance Chardonnay Willamette Valley 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classy.
Jeez, they're killing it. All right, Harm, tell us about our next one from Resonance.
Thanks, Bob. Resonance Pinot Noir, also from Willamette Valley. It's a 2022, 13.5% ABV, 100% Pinot Noir, or Pinot Noir, as we say here in America. Aged for 15 months in French oak barrels, 30% of which are new, although I do not know if I believe this either. It was 30%. It's a beautiful, bright ruby, slightly translucent, a little less translucent than the other one. It seems like it's a little over-extracted for me. You can tell it's Pinot Noir. I don't think they've added any other grapes. They're allowed to, but they say 100% Pinot Noir, and I will give them the benefit of the doubt. It is gorgeous. Gorgeous and bright, and the aromas, let me tell you. It's warmed up now. It's fresh raspberries, orange peel, and roses. The rose is there. There's another flower there. It could be violets, could be lavender. There's a little bit of pepper and some earthiness there. Gorgeous, earthy, not quite forest floor. Maybe more mushroomy. I don't know. Palate is full-bodied. Medium to full. Full bite for a Pinot Noir. How's that? Full bite for Pinot Noir. Velvety, fruity, great tannins. The acidity is a perfect balance. It doesn't like give you too much grip. It cleans out your palate. You get this. The acidity makes that your mouth water. You're ready for the next bite of food. I love this wine. And the finish is pretty long. Justin, what do you think about it?
Wish I had some good lemon pepper chicken with it.
I would go steak, man. I would go steak.
I don't think it can hold up to a steak.
Didn't you have this with the winemaker at a steak place?
I did.
Did you have this one?
Yes, I did.
Would they serve this with?
Well, they had bone marrow. They had foie gras. They had steaks. This was paired with foie gras.
Foie gras. Okay.
And it paired well.
I can give you that. I think it'll stand up to a steak, but go ahead.
On the nose, I got like blueberries, raspberries, pixie sticks, and cedar.
There's no pixie stick here, though, but I do understand the sweet fruitness. You're got to stop snorting the pixie sticks, man.
Well, that's never going to happen. And then the finish was like, you know, really nice, light, mixed dark fruit. Well balanced.
What you say, Bob?
I think this is fantastic. I mean, this is really, I'm very impressed with both wines from Resonance.
I think it's got the tannin to cut the steak, dude. I'm back to it.
Yeah.
Because he said they had it with bone marrow. Bone marrow is pure fat.
Yeah.
Yes.
He said foie.
Oh, he's the foie gras. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Foie gras. Foie gras is
processed pretty much liver or whatever that is.
Yeah. Pretty much pure fat.
I drink gasoline with foie. Okay. I don't care. Anything with foie. Not a steak like covered in garlic and a lot of stuff. Like a nice clean steak, I think this would be fine.
A little bit of butter.
If you've got a little bit, if you've got a little too much spice on that, it might be a little much.
I'm not talking the skirt.